I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this week, we have a show. I know lately the shows have been a little short, but what are you going to do? The news has been a little short, so there you go. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Ha ha. Yes. So, this week, next week, this coming week is when it's going to be interesting. Because this coming week, I have jury duty. As you can tell, I'm thrilled. But what are you going to do? You gotta do your civic duty. Right, so they're going to pay me $12 a day. I make more than that. Just saying. Anyway, so this week, if I'm a little more curmudgeonly than usual, you'll know why, because of what's coming starting tomorrow, next week. This is Sunday as I record this. Tomorrow is the first day that I have to report to court. Not because I am on trial, thankfully. But anyway, so interesting times. By the way, I haven't mentioned in some time that if you have not yet become a patron of this show, you can support the silliness, and we encourage you to do so. You can go to patreon.com/Dr. Bill, as it says there on the screen. I encourage you to do that. Two wonderful, lovely people have done that so far. And they're just contributing a small amount. But if we get enough people to contribute a small amount, that would be great. And I'll have more, you know, funds to buy fun things. Funds. Yes. Now, this is my phone, by the way. I actually remembered to put it in my pocket this time. So I have my phone. I've ordered the LG watch, smartwatch, which will pair with my phone, which is also an LG phone. It doesn't have to be an LG phone, just has to be Android. But at any rate, and I will show you that when it comes in. I'm very jazzed about that, so I'm looking forward to it. But that's the kind of thing. See, when it came out, it was like $250 or something, and I'm getting it for 60-something. Because it was a Woot. And I like Woots. Woots help me save money. But it's the kind of thing that you could help with if you were a patron. I'm not saying you have to buy me a watch, but it's the kind of thing we want to renew, you know, review is what I had in mind. Anyway, Patreon. You would like to be a patron, wouldn't you, Fred? Yes, perhaps he does do enough. Plenty. You're doing plenty, Fred. Fred, as you might remember, is my imaginary friend. I had somebody say that they like watching the Chromist Netcast, my new show that I have, but they missed Fred. So you have fans, Fred. Just because you have fans doesn't mean they'll send you money. Anyway, Fred is a bit of a character. Anyway, the point is, this is the first item we have on the show this week. There is a fix for Chromecast connectivity. Now, I don't have any problems with my Chromecast connectivity. That is, its ability to stream to my large screen TV. But some folks have been having that problem. And so what Google has done... I did not mean to say that Google was dumb. What Google has done is create a little box that replaces the power cable that is optional to the Chromecast, depending on whether your TV has power on its HDMI port or not. But you could, there's a cable that comes out and allows you to plug it in. This replaces that and then gives you an actual physical Ethernet jack that you can plug a cable into and plug it into an actual, you know, switch or whatever, and have a hard physical connection rather than using Wi-Fi. So that's going to solve a lot of folks' problems. The Ethernet adapter costs $15 and offers a single 10/100 Ethernet port on its backside. No comments, Fred. It's currently only available in the U.S., and as of the time this article came out, it was completely sold out on the Google Store. Google has sold more than 10 million Chromecast units since its launch, which is pretty cool. Now, this week, I remembered to get water. Now, as I've mentioned before, Fred, the water is not virtual, so you can't have any. I'm sorry, but I can. Keep my throat conditioned properly for the talking part. Yes. So, next item, PC sales slump in anticipation of Windows 10. Now, normally when Windows or Microsoft comes out with a new version of Windows, PC sales fall off because people want to buy their new PC with the operating system already installed. They're not comfortable or confident with the idea of installing it themselves. Shame that that's the case, but it's true. So PC sales have plummeted 11.8% in the three-month period that ended June 30th. Now, as you know, Windows 10 will be coming out the 29th of this month, July 29th, which is not that far off now, and it will be coming out in waves. So if you are a Microsoft insider, you'll get it first, and then the next group of people that signed up, and the next group of people that signed up, and so forth, until it is out to everyone that has requested it. So if you haven't requested it, go ahead and do that quickly. If you don't see a little Windows-y thing in your tray to click on, then you can go to Microsoft's website and click on it there. Boy, I can feel my throat just drying out. There's something about my studio that just dries the air out. It's just the way it is. So, I encourage you to do that. Do that soon. Go ahead and sign up because it is free for the first year. So, you need to get it. Okay, Microsoft OneDrive for Android now supports the Chromecast. That's useful. So, basically, if you install on your phone, smart device, and it's Android, obviously, you install it and you have OneDrive on here, you can now cast things to your Chromecast from the Microsoft OneDrive. Now, this is as of version 3.2 of OneDrive for Android, which is the current, or at least as of the article being written, it was the version that was coming out that had this feature. So that's pretty cool. Whoa! Yes, Fred, thank you for reminding me. That drum roll, of course, is the Geek Software of the Week. Drum roll, Geek Software of the Week this week is PDF Sam. You're going, what is that? It is actually a short for PDF Split and Merge. This is a free open source program. I love open source programs and free programs, obviously. Awesome. So, PDF Sam is a free open source platform independent tool released under GPL V2 license and designed to perform split, merge, and other manipulations of PDF documents. It's released in two versions, basic and enhanced. Obviously, free and paid for, okay? A simple tool designed to split and merge PDF files. With its simple and intuitive interface, you can split your PDF files, merge PDF files, extract sections of your document into a single PDF file, mix alternate pages, rotate pages, visually reorder pages, visually compose a document, dragging pages from selected PDF documents, save and load your workspace to automate your recurrent jobs, manage PDF SAM settings and set a workspace to load and start up. Now, this is a Java program. It requires Java runtime 1.6 or higher. But you install that, and dude, I tried it. It works great. It's a little, let's say, non-intuitive. But if you work with it a bit, and they've got some things on the website that you can click on and view and, you know, see the tutorials and so forth, you'll get it. It's not that hard, but it's pretty cool. So check it out. Very useful Geek Software of the Week. This is another one of those cases where I needed a program that did merging of PDF documents, disparate PDF documents. I know occasionally I'll throw a word in like that and everybody will go, what? Sorry. Look it up. No, you know what it means. Different PDF documents, I'm merging them together into one. So, cool. By the way, I don't mean when I do stuff like that, I don't mean to be like demeaning you or anything. It's just that I know that's not a word people normally throw around. You know what I'm saying? So, you can now buy a flamethrower. Check that out. Is that cool or what? Yes, for $800 you can buy a flamethrower. Now, I mentioned this to my wife. I said, you can now buy a flamethrower for $800. She said, don't tell our son the Game Master because he'll add it to his arsenal. He has an arsenal. I kid you not. And he has a lair too. Okay, he's got a lair and he has an arsenal. What do you think, Fred? That's kind of what I thought too. Anyway. So, there's also a video here of how you can make your own homemade flamethrower. If you don't want to shell out the $800, you can make a homemade flamethrower. What? More visuals. Okay, so just what you need to get rid of the weeds in your lawn, right? I'm sure that's what you want to use it for. Whoa. Although it does show one guy using his to, make his marshmallows all nice and crispy. I just think maybe that may be a little over the top. Okay. So that's our geek culture, by the way, for this week. You know, I like to throw in a little geek culture here at the end of the show just to make everybody go, what? So, are you paying attention, Fred? Did you catch that? Okay. By the way, that's what I was trying to say, believe it or not. Last week's Geek Culture, the Robot Wars stuff, the video got taken down, so it's a nice gray blob of nothing now on the website. So if you missed it, it got taken down. My phone just went dingle. My phone goes dingle quite a bit. Yes, so, I'm sorry about that, but that's the way Geek Culture is. It's there, and then it's not. So that'll do it for this week. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.